Shalom Aleichem for Chaf Elul. Mishnah Yomi is deep into the second chapter of Bava Metzia, Mishnah Vav Zayin today. V'ad matai, until when, Hayev Lahachriz, must the finder continue announcing that he found such an object? Ad kadei sheyeduvo shechenav, until his neighbors all know about it, Divri Rebbe Meir. According to Rebbe Meir, when the whole town is aware that someone has lost an item, then he could stop announcing. Rabbi Yehuda takes a more universal approach. He's concerned people might have come from out of town. He says, Sholosh Regolim, the three festivals, preview of coming attractions. So it would be Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuot and V'achar Regel Achron. And after the third regel in the series, Shiva Yomim, 7 days. Now, why the extra 7 days? Kadei sheyelech leveito shlosha. So the person who lost something, he says, well, I lost something like that, but maybe mine's at home, or maybe I took it with me last time I was in Yerushalayim, maybe I dropped it passing through this town. He can spend 3 days traveling home. V'yochzor shlosha, 3 days coming back to Yerushalayim. V'yochriz yom echad. And then announce that one day, hey, I lost this object with this specific simon, is that the same one you found? And he'll be able to get his object back. So for now, after the Churban HaBayit, without the temple, really the custom is to announce it in your town and in the shuls, because sometimes people do pass through shuls and lose things there. Sometimes the board of directors of the shuls can put up signs that they're going to make it hefker if people don't claim their objects, and there's halachic basis for that also. But very soon, when we have the temple back, we're all in Yerushalayim, then at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is an enhanced burden, an enhanced achrayot, responsibility, and people who find lost objects to hold on to them longer, so the people who are ole rego, who are traveling to go to the temple for the festivals, can get their lost objects back as well. Mishnah Zayin, Amrat Aveda, the person who says he lost it, he tells you what he lost. He says, yeah, I lost a hat. Lo Amar Simonea, but he doesn't have the specific sign on the hat. He can't tell you, you know, any distinguishing features. Lo Yitan Lo, don't give it to him. He might not be the owner at all. V'haramai, if somebody is a trickster, a prankster, afal pi shamar simoneya, even if he says a simon, lo yitin lo, don't give it to him. After all, he might have seen someone else who lost his hat, and he can tell you a specific mark on the hat, even though it's not his, it belongs to someone else. Shneimar, the pasuk says, ad drosh achicha oto, until your brother requests it. Now this word drosh, this is in Devarim chapter 22, the second verse there. Drosh is a drusha. It means look into it, inquire. Drosh a kabel schar. We always have to look into it. One of the important things about Judaism is we're not supposed to just blindly accept what the Torah says. We're supposed to analyze it, look into it, and figure out exactly what it means and how to use it in our life. We're not robots. We're human beings with the power of drusha. So here too, we make a drusha. Figure this guy out. Ad sheti drosh et achicha. You need to look into this guy claiming the object, im remaihu, im eno remai. You have to sort of do a background check. You figure out who this guy is and where he's coming from and, you know, who knows him and see if he's an honest guy. As we mentioned before, if someone's a Talmud Chacham, they're a great sage, they'd be believed perhaps even without a siman, if it's something that they use in their house and they can tell you what it looks like. But now the Mishnah turns to an important topic of what if you find something that costs money to keep it around. So the Mishnah explains, Kol davar she'oseh ve'ochel, yaseh ve'yochel, something that both works and eats. For example, you find someone's ox wandering or his donkey. Those things can work, and you could hire them out to do plowing, to do carrying. Yaseh ve'yochel. So get them to do work, and from those proceeds, feed this animal until, of course, the real owner comes back. Davar she'eino oseh ve'ochel, something that doesn't work, but it does eat, you know, like a rooster, or, you know, baby animals, they're not producing anything, but they're certainly eating. Yemacher, so you should sell it. Really, the Gemara says after 3 days, you know, after the neighbors know and the town knows, then you should go ahead and sell it. Shneimar v'hashavoto lo, because it says in Devarim 22, you need to return it to him. Rei heich teshivenu lo, you have to see the best way to return something to him. You know, if he lost his rooster and it's worth 100 kopecks and it eats a kopeck a day, then after 100 days, there's nothing left because the finder does need to be reimbursed for his expenditures. So there'd be nothing left. So really, it's better off to sell the rooster, hold on to the cash. And when he says, hey, where's my rooster? And you say, oh, what are the simanim? What does it look like? What is it cockadoodle like? Then you could return him the cash instead and no one loses anything. But what do we do with the cash after he's sold an object that eats and doesn't work? The finder can make use of that money, and then, of course, when the real owner comes back and gives simanim, you know, you give him cash out of your wallet, of course, to make him whole. Lefichach, therefore, im avdu, if the money was actually lost, hayav b'chriyutan. The finder must replace the money. If he misplaced the money, he lost it, he's got to give it out of his own wallet. Rabbi Kiva Omer lo yishtamish behem. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He says, no, a finder who sold the object to, you know, to save the principal for the real owner, he shouldn't make any use of that money. Lefichach im avdu, therefore, if it's lost, ein chayv b'achriyutan. He does not have to replace the money. Now, in the Gemara, they explain, really, if he lost it with some degree of negligence, or it got stolen because he left it out on the table or in the car and there's break-ins, you know, that he'd be chayv for. If there's any sort of negligence or pshia or, you know, gneva, but if it's ones, if it was, you know, really an accident out of his control, in those cases, he would not be liable. Yishar kochachem tizkulim mitzvot.